Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Folks, I've used all kinds of different analogies to explain to you what the left is doing right now to dissolve freedom, liberty, and the constitutional republic. It's not a joke. I'm not wasting your time here. This is not a joke. They don't want to do it all in one fell swoop. If they do it all in one fell swoop, they'll wake people up quickly and they'll get a massive counterattack for liberty and freedom where people are going to fight back. They don't want that. So they're turning up the temperature, boiling the frog slowly. They're softening you up with body blows to freedom. Boom, 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 boom. You drop your hands, knockout. They're doing it with COVID. They're doing it with mandates, ignoring science, trying to make sure that you get used to mandates and the government telling you what to do, losing sovereignty over your own body. This is their boldest effort yet, however. Fox News, Michael Lee, who's a great guy. The Department of Justice is launching an effort to combat threats of violence against school officials? That really what this is about? So our Agino, Attorney General in name only, a disgraceful, disgusting human being, a total tyrant, thank God this guy is not in the Supreme Court, a loser in every respect, the Agino, Attorney General in name only, Merrick Garland, a disgrace to humankind, has now directed the FBI and U.S. Attorney's offices to hold meetings with federal, state, and local law enforcement leaders in the next 30 days, during which they will discuss ways to combat what the DOJ called a disturbing trend of harassment and threats against school officials. Let me just sum this right up for you. The left is terrified. Their indoctrination factories, where they've indoctrinated a generation of kids, as Yuri Bezmenov, the KGB defector, warned us about, the indoctrination factories they've used to train a generation of activists to hate the United States have been what? Anyone? You all know the verdict is in public schools. Public schools and colleges are their indoctrination factories. The left is now terrified. They made a move with CRT after the impeachment of Donald Trump failed. The George Floyd riots failed to destroy the United States. Now they figured the best way to do it would be to implement racist training in school to get everyone to hate each other so they can destroy it from within and burn this place to the ground. They thought they had the final piece to the puzzle. The left is terrified now that parents around the country have engaged themselves with school boards in what is going to be a game-changing, incredible backlash to the left trying to teach their kids to be racist through critical racist training. That's what it is. It teaches kids to be racist. If you believe in CRT, you're a bigoted racist. I'm sorry. It's true. It's a fact. You, if you push CRT, you are a hardcore bigot, no different than the Ku Klux Klan back in the day. No different at all. No different than Jim Crow segregationists. Accept it. The same things they believed in, segregation, judging people by skin color, are the same things you believe in. You are a bigot and a disgusting piece of filth, period. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Now, the left had their plan. CRT in schools teach everyone how to be racist. The country will then engage in full-blown chaos. Chaos is the coin of the realm for the left. They love chaos because why? Then the government comes in when everybody's scared and in fear and pretends to have all the solutions and people give up their liberty. Chaos is the coin of the realm on the left. It has always been the coin of the realm. They need chaos. When they have chaos, nobody looks for the safety and security of government. Nobody. When things are going nicely and are peaceful and public safety is a thing. It's only when chaos ensues that people look for government to save them. The left loves chaos. So what happened? Parents started showing up at school boards and speaking out. The attorney general, this tyrant, this communist tyrant, Merrick Garland, is now engaged in a pure intimidation tactic, sicking the Department of Justice and the FBI on parents. you know, Joe and Mary who don't want their kids taught to be a racist. So what are we going to do? We're going to talk? No, no, I'm not into talking about this. We may talk about it, but we're going to motivate you to action today. I want you to contact your local sheriffs today and refuse. Everybody, please listen to me. Action item. I'm begging you. Please. I'm asking you today to contact your local sheriff, your local police chief, and tell them you will be watching and you that you refuse to meet with the FBI about legal assembly. Parents are allowed to assemble and are allowed to say what they want to the school. Not allowed to threaten people, nor should we. We've always been against violence on this show because there's no turning back. Once we go there, it's all done anyway, right? Then it just becomes a cyclical cycle of bloodshed. But you are perfectly within your constitutional rights to assemble and petition your government, school board and otherwise, and insist your kids not be taught how to be racist through CRT. Call your sheriff, email your sheriff today, and demand that they not meet with them, the Department of Justice or the FBI on this issue, and that you'll be watching. There is absolutely no reason that no one should be threatening everybody. No one needs to be lectured for me. Everybody knows that. The sheriff can handle that. That is a local law enforcement issue. Incredible, by the way, how the FBI has no time to investigate the actual terrorists in BLM, has no time to investigate Antifa, spies on Donald Trump, right? They have a ton of time to listen to this disgusting tyrant attorney general who, thank God, this tyrant's not on the Supreme Court. This tyrant, this thug attorney general. They have a bunch of time to go investigate parents speaking out in front of a school board who insist their kids aren't going to be not be taught how to be racist. Number one, contact your local sheriffs. Demand that if they meet with them, you will expose them. Sheriffs, you are colluding with the FBI to silence free speech if you do this. Second, we outnumber them. We outnumber them. Most local sheriffs are great constitutional officers. They do a good job. We will not be enforcing any of this. You break the law at a school board hearing, you should be held liable. You threaten anyone, you should certainly be held liable. You go to a school board hearing like I'm begging you to do, and you speak out passionately for your kids, you are a patriot. Thank you. May God bless you and your efforts. So contact your local sheriffs. Insist they do not meet with anyone on this or they're part of this suppression of free speech attempt and this intimidation play, plain and simple. Here's number two. Folks, this is going to be a bold statement, I'm sorry, but it's time to seriously consider defunding components of the FBI. I'm sorry. Until the FBI, at the management level of the FBI, can get their heads on straight and start rejecting this political nonsense, until the FBI can start acting like a federal law enforcement agency and not a spy agency for a political party, it's time for Republican lawmakers to take the hard step of strongly considering defunding components of this outlet. They have failed us. It's a shame to say it, but they failed us. I realize that makes me and others probably a target as well later on. Part of the business. I don't know how much longer I got left on planet Earth here. No one does. I don't know my expiration date, but I'm not going out like that. I can tell you that. Not a chance. I'll be fine, by the way. I don't want you to read into that at all. I shouldn't say that because then people, I get emails from people. I'm fine. I promise you. Just saying, I'm not going 6 feet deep like this. Ain't going to happen. It's a boiling frog approach, folks. If your sheriff meets with the FBI about this, tell them. And if they insist on doing it, it should be an open meeting and everyone should be there. Why can't we hear? We should be able to hear all of it. They should not be meeting with them at all. This is not the FBI's business. This is a plain jackbooted thug intimidation tactic by this disgrace who calls himself an attorney general.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.